Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town.
Well, that's the Pogues' take on Ewan McCall's iconic Dirty Old Town there. And a great song can always be evocative of a certain time or a memory. It can also transport you to a place and create a sense of a place. And considering the recent 75th anniversary of Dirty Old Town, a song famously about Salford, not as is often misunderstood about Dublin, we wanted to explore the way real places can feature in popular music. And to do this, I'm joined by journalist and broadcaster Nadine O'Regan. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, Gasworks, the old canal, the factory walls, that song, Dirty Old Town, it really is very evocative, isn't it, of an industrial town and indeed a time.
It is, yeah. It was written in the early 50s. And actually, the place name Salford was originally mentioned in the lyrics and the Salford wind. But the local council requested that McCall would change the lyrics to smoky wind and actually knocked the place name out. And as a result, I think a lot of people who would probably first be familiar with the Pogues version, which was on Rum, Sodomy and the Lash out in 1985, they would naturally have thought it was about Dublin potentially, because even though the song is so cinematic in its lyrics, because it was coming from the Pogues and maybe a lot of people first heard it via the Pogues, it was very natural to think it was about Dublin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the song has been re-recorded, and another abandoned verse is actually featuring in it for the first time. But it is a song, I think, that shows you how powerful place can be, and actually sometimes, as I was saying, you don't even need to mention the place. If you take that idea of defamiliarization, which novelists sometimes use, where you describe everything but give the name, you can really conjure up a sense of somewhere. And actually, speaking of novels, I think it was John McGahern who said a long time back that all good writing is local and is made universal through clear thinking and deep feeling. And I think a lot of our best singer-songwriters really understand that. They use local place names to evoke a sense of authenticity, a sense of humanity or vulnerability or excitement about somewhere. You know, Bob Dylan, David Bowie, Christy Moore, Listenvarna. And actually, you know, over the weekend, everybody was very excited about Taylor Swift being in Dublin. And she mentions Wicklow in one of her lyrics for the song Sweet Nothing. Or if you think of somebody like the singer-songwriter C-Mat, who has a song called Nashville. And that song really powerfully evokes this idea of wanting to escape to Nashville and that things, you know, might be better if she were in Nashville. So there's this idea that we can all relate to, that being somewhere else can be very powerful for a person.
Okay. Well, listen, you mentioned Taylor Swift then. So this reference, Wicklow in July in her song Sweet Nothing. Maybe we'll have a listen to that and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
I spy with my little tired eye, tiny as a firefly, a pebble that we picked up last July. Down deep inside your pocket, we almost forgot it. Does it ever miss Wicklow sometimes?
So that, Nadine, makes us all wonder, was she on Bray Beach at some point?
Exactly. And it's just such a sweet lyric, and it takes you away from this idea of her as this global superstar, you know, earning an absolute fortune, touring the world. And it brings you back to a very kind of vulnerable human person wandering around. And you, it changes utterly your sense of her. And I think that that is so powerful. And actually, I have to say, you know, speaking of American singer-songwriters, the first time I ever went to Los Angeles, I literally drove around the place looking at all the street names and feeling like I was in some sort of alternate world, because so many of those names had been conjured up for me through either film or via songwriters. And actually, one of my favorite songs is Tom Petty's Free Falling, and he references an awful lot of place names in that song. He talks about the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and just almost without even thinking about it, those lyrics just embedded themselves into my subconscious.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Tom Petty now with Free Falling.
And all the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
I suppose, Nadine, you don't have to have been to LA. You just need to listen to a song like that and you can conjure up your own impression and image of a city through Tom Petty's words.
You can. And actually, a really great example of that is the Beach Boys, because they were constantly talking about California girls or, you know, surfing and bringing a whole sense of a world to you. And you could be in Ireland in the rain in the 80s thinking about these places and going, wow, and being totally taken away. And actually, there are certain places that are so evocative. I mean, California is obviously a very big deal for so many songwriters, as is New York. I mean, New York is just so important for so many songwriters. And, you know, there are times when, you know, it's about them living in the city, because it's a city of hope, it's a city of ambition, but it's also a city of failed ambition and dashed hopes. So you think of Lou Reed talking about Dirty Boulevard, or, you know, any of the hip hop artists actually often talk about, you know, Empire State of Mind, Alicia Keys, but like the brilliant side of it, but also the difficult side of it as well. And what it means when hopes have been dashed and everything has been lost. So city can be very important, I think.
Okay, well, let's have a listen. We have both Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind Part 2 and Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. Let's hear them both here.
A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side.
If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face in lights, on my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
So New York provides a plethora of inspiration for a plethora of artists, including Nadine, Bruce Springsteen, who generally has a sense of place in many of his songs, various different places. But in particular, New York, he had an entire album dedicated to the city.
Yeah, The Rising, and that album, like, for my money, is one of his very finest albums. And it's interesting because it doesn't necessarily reference, you know, a ton of actual names in the album. Like, but he has songs called like My City of Ruins, or You're Missing, and the entire album is devoted really to chronicling what happened on September 11, 2001. And it's an album that, yes, it has some brighter lyrics, some more upbeat songs, but really is notable for the incredible sense of melancholy and loss. And it's just so, so potent. And he never needs to say New York. It's so clear what he's describing. And it's one of those records that I think maybe is a little bit outside the norm, in that it's not just his thought. It's actually it's entirely devoted to the city and entirely devoted to that horrific event. But you know, you kind of think of, like, I was at Malahide Castle last week as well to see LCD Sound System play, and sometimes, you know, a song, just a very simple song that doesn't necessarily even have that many lyrics in it, can bring you to a point, a sense of place. You know, he has LCD Sound System have a song called New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, and the line is like a rat in a cage pulling minimum wage, and then it's New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down again. And you just get this sense from James Murphy of LCD Sound System that he is saying, you know, he worships that city, but he cannot survive there. And actually, sometimes in Dublin, you know, a lot of singer-songwriters have chronicled similar feelings. And Gemma Dunleavy with Up the Flats, another singer-songwriter who doesn't necessarily name the specific street, but you know that she's talking about Dublin. And there's this extreme sense of love in that song. She talks about being wrapped up in your avenues, which is the loveliest of lines. And she's a Dubliner through and through. And sense of place just is huge in her songwriting.
Let's take a listen. This is Gemma Dunleavy, Up the Flats.
See, I'd be nothing without you. I find comfort when I'm feeling blue, wrapped in the curves of your avenue.
Gemma Dunleavy there. Nadine, thank you for taking us through all of those significant places. And you mentioned Bruce Springsteen and The Rising, an album dedicated to New York. Let's take a flavour of the title track from The Rising.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on.
To hear a bit of Bruce. There are some suggestions coming in from listeners on 51551. Viva Las Vegas, says Kevin, who's in Mayo. And we're reminded of Shea Healy's Take a Walk on the North Side, which is a tribute in itself, I'm sure, to Lou Reed. Coming up later on, we're going to be talking about the cookbook that you keep going back to. So this is a little summer series that we're doing. We'll have bakers and chefs and cooks coming in over the coming weeks telling us which cookbook they always fall back on. And Sinead says that she keeps going back to Sophie Grigson's Eat Your Greens, which was published 30 years ago. Sinead goes back to that because of the variety of ways of cooking any vegetable you can think of. So if you do have any suggestions, do send them in. 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.